So, what type of underachiever are you? It's something that many of us have experienced, whether it's in our sort of personal lives, our careers, in school, or comparing ourselves against expected goals or even peers. But did you know there actually are different types of underachievers? Different profiles, and we're going to look at some of those today. Let's get to it. The first one is the rebel, the defiant underachiever. The rebel resists authority, the norms, structure, and often sabotages their own success. Because they dislike being told what to do. They ignore rules, they disregard guidelines, relationships. And an example would be that someone who avoids responsibilities because they don't want to conform, just because they don't want to conform, or someone who disrupts teams' projects to challenge the status quo. Some strategies for improvement for this person are to actually embrace discipline. Understand that structure isn't an enemy. You need it. You can still find ways to express individuality within certain boundaries. Maybe you need to seek environments where innovation is encouraged, but with clear goals in mind. I think a balance of freedom and structure will help you thrive. It's a bit like the social contract we talked about. We give up some rights in order to be protected. And in some ways, we need to give up the fact that we want to rebel in order to achieve some level of success. The second one is the conformist underachiever. So, pretty much the opposite of the first one. This type of person follows the crowd, doing enough just to get by. This person might avoid standing out or pushing themselves, choosing to fit in rather than excel. This person might follow a career path without passion, or an individual who never seeks growth because it's easy to see what everyone else is doing. They might go to the same school or university just because the other person did. They might not want to get straight A's because actually everyone gets B's and C's and they want to fit in. But if you want success, you can't just conform to the ordinary. You must be extraordinary. So some strategies would be setting personal goals and values that align with your skills and your passions and where you want to make an impact. You need to challenge yourself to get out of the comfort zone. Maybe you need to try engaging in activities that allow you to express some level of individuality. Creative hobbies, unique career paths, and understanding actually try time away from people who you conform with to. And you might realize that these people are not that special, really. You are someone who people should follow, conform to. You need to chart your own path. The next one is the stressed, anxious underachiever. This person procrastinates due to a massive fear of failure. They have overwhelming anxiety, and really, they have an inability to cope with stress, which leads to underperformance. If you can't cope with stress, then you're not going to get very far. What about a student who can't complete assignments because they're worried about not doing them perfectly? Or a professional who avoids high stakes project or projects for fear of not succeeding? So what are some strategies for this person, this stressed, anxious, underachiever? Maybe they need to implement stress reducing techniques, understand how to manage their stress. Exercise, mindfulness, meditation, whatever it's going to be. They need to get rid of that stress. Maybe they're finding big tasks overwhelming, and therefore they need to break these tasks into smaller, manageable goals that will reduce that anxiety. Maybe they need to consider speaking to professionals, coaches, counselors, psychotherapists, CBT, psychiatrists, whoever it's going to be, but someone who's going to help get through to them. The next one is the sad, depressed underachiever. This underachiever, obviously, struggles with feelings of sadness, hopelessness, depression, which affects their motivation and their productivity. An example might be someone who is unable to maintain interest in activities they once enjoyed, or who doesn't engage in life because they feel overwhelmed by negative emotions. They don't want to get up in the morning, they don't want to brush their teeth, they don't want to shower, they don't want to go and play football like they used to. So what would some strategies be for this person? Maybe they need to start focusing on the self-care. If they're sad and depressed, maybe if they looked after themselves, they'd feel a sense of esteem. Maybe they need to seek support from friends, family, therapist, coach, whatever. They need to start small and focus on achievable goals to help rebuild this self-esteem and gain or regain, in some respects, a sense of accomplishment. If there is sustained depression, it's worth speaking to a professional. But depression is an extended mood sometimes. Well, in fact, for me, almost all of the time, 99.999%, it's a mood that you've got into that has sustained for longer than you need it to. And that's why you are in a state of depression. Notice the word state. You are not permanently depressed. Number five, or the fifth one, is the distracted learner. Easily distracted, ADHD, struggles to complete tasks due to their shifting attention, lack of focus. They can't concentrate enough to actually get something done. They're on their phone and they're reading this book and then they're, doing emails and they're watching TV. That is going to cause underachievement. This person might start many projects but finish none instead of starting one and finishing one. They lose track of conversations, tasks because they are too busy. So, strategies for this person is to set clear, focused goals and tasks for the day, the week, the month, the year, and break these tasks into time-limited intervals and stick to it. Limit distractions, quiet workplace. If you need to put headphones in with some music that's actually going to help calm you, like some classical or something without words, because words do distract you when you're thinking. Maybe you need to lock your phone away for an hour in a safe with a timer. They do that product now somewhere online. Maybe you need to train your mind to concentrate for more than 30 seconds. If you're scrolling through TikTok or whatever, that is training your mind to abate attention or to shift your attention pretty quickly. It's not going to be the ideal strategy for the distracted learner or underachiever. Number six is the passive dependent underachiever. This type of underachiever lacks initiative and often relies on others to make decisions or take the lead. They struggle with independence and avoid taking responsibilities. They think, well, actually, my brother will pick it up, my parents will pick it up, my manager will sort it. And sometimes, when this person waits for instruction or direction, rather than take initiative, they won't grow. They won't learn how to make decisions, even if the first few are bad. So this person needs to get rid of being dependent. So they need to set small goals where they're taking responsibility. Maybe it's even just doing the washing and you're responsible for that, or you're responsible for the dishes. You're responsible for making sure the car's clean once a week. You're responsible for this particular customer, client, whatever. You need to make choices on your own, even very small ones, because over time this will increase your confidence and ability, or confidence in your ability rather, to lead yourself. You need to build self-reliance and gradually shift away from always depending on others. There's actually a great piece on what's called self-reliance. I actually forgot who wrote it. Hopefully it comes to me over the course of this episode. But it's a really good piece, and it talks about how self-reliance is so important for us to develop and grow. And actually, if we aren't self-reliant, we're always going to be second fiddle. The poem is actually by Ralph Waldo Emerson. Really recommend that, especially if you're the dependent underachiever and need some form of self-reliance. Number seven is the perfectionist underachiever. This person fears making mistakes and may procrastinate or abandon tasks because they can't do them perfectly. Their high standards, which is a good thing, prevents them actually from doing anything and completing anything because it's never going to be right. It's not quite right. It's not quite the right colour. It's not quite the right shade. It's not quite the right wording. Whatever. Not everything is perfect in life. They'll spend hours tweaking presentations until it's just right. And by then, they've missed a deadline. They never share their work because they're so scared of what people think. They might want to write a book. They might have written a book, but they're so scared of people who they know will read it and think, this guy's an absolute tard. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Is that what he really thinks? That person will always underachieve because they're so focused on the fear of being judged by others, that it will take away any chance they have of success. The most successful people in the world have got so many haters. Some people hate Joe Rogan, some people hate Cristiano Ronaldo, Lionel Messi, Kobe Bryant, whatever, Tiger Woods. People have got haters. So what? Djokovic, show them with success. So this person should set realistic standards. Understand that they're not going to get things 100%. And this is what I always say to people who are suffering, especially when coaching, with perfection or they're perfectionists. I always ask them, is there anything that's perfect in the world? Is there such a thing as perfection? And they'll sit and think and they'll say, no, there's not. It doesn't exist. Okay, if it doesn't exist, then why are you searching for it? And a lot of the time, that can be a real good change of mentality for them. Think, actually, yeah, that's true. But if perfection doesn't exist, and that's what I'm basing everything on, there's no wonder I don't get anything done. Aim for progress, not perfection. And understand that you don't need to control every detail. Maybe delegating is a good idea as well for this person, perfectionist. Because the reason they try to do too much is because they don't trust anyone else to do it as well as they will. That in itself is bad for a perfectionist. They need to trust others to get things done, like how the body does. You trust your body to get you up in the morning and the heart to just run itself. That delegation is what we need to do in real life, in the words of Alan Watts. The next one is the coasting underachiever. The coaster has potential, but puts in minimal effort just to get by. Content with going through the motions without pushing for more. They're capable, but they lack the drive to achieve greatness. They just do enough to keep their job and just do enough to hit target. They never seek promotions or growth, and they avoid stretching their limits in any area. They just want to coast. Now, for this person, they need to set new challenges and aim for consistent progress, not just the minimum. If something requires 10%, give 12%. If you need 50% to pass the exam, aim for 80%. If it's 50% on the exam, the coaster will aim for 51, just enough to say, I've passed this exam. I mean, we're all subject to all of these at some point in our life, I think. Unless you're Mr. Perfect. I know I've been through all of these things before. Maybe I'm coasting on one thing. Maybe I'm a perfectionist in another way. Maybe I am distracted in other respects. Maybe I'm a rebel. And that's why I've underachieved. The next one is the wheeler dealer underachiever. This person, as this name suggests, focusing on shortcuts, quick fixes, hustling. They look at fixing the surface level problem and not the root cause. This person might constantly look for a new side hustle, short-term stretches to get rich schemes, and instead of building a substantial career or skill set. This person should focus on long-term career goals or long-term goals in general and the strategies that build a foundation for lasting success. They should take time to reflect on their values and align their actions with what's important to them. So that long-term goal, as an example. They need to understand that patience and discipline is important and resist the temptation of quick fixes, getting it done as fast as possible, but doing it well instead. And finally, probably the most interesting one in some ways, but probably one of the least occurrent, which is the identity seeker underachiever. This person struggles with self-awareness, unsure about their purpose and what they want from life. This confusion leads to indecision, stagnation, and they never set goals because they think it might be the wrong thing for them deep down inside. They switch careers, hobbies, without ever settling on a direction or a goal. And they're always questioning their identity and purpose. And they do this for years, and that has created a decade of stagnation. This person needs to explore different aspects of themselves and their interests and focus on a couple of them and the ones that excite them. They need to set personal goals based on their current evolved values, allowing room for exploration and growth. And they need to seek guidance from mentors or coaches to help them clarify their purpose. And the reason that's important is because coaches will. And, as I said, all these other professions, psychologists, counselors, etc., they ask questions that help you find the answer. When you're in your own head and you're searching for things, the noise can be too much. You need a mirror to reflect yourself to you. And that's what a coach can do, or counselor, therapist, psychologist, psychiatrist. So, you need to understand which type of underachiever you are, and that might be the first step towards transformation. Whether you're a rebel, a coaster, someone struggling with anxiety, perfectionism, or you're just identity searcher, you can always make changes to break free from underachievement. You don't want to be the person who was predicted they would be the next Elon Musk. To find yourself stacking shelves in your local supermarket. So, identify which one you are, look at strategies or ways to improve it, and transform yourself from an underachiever to an achiever, and finally, an overachiever.